So thankful for the presence of each one this morning on this first day of the week. Thankful for the singing AC and thankful for the prayer, Brother Jim. We're especially thankful this morning that we have visitors new to this area and we welcome you and so glad to meet you this morning. The lesson this morning is entitled Jesus, Light of the World, in which we'll be looking at John chapter 8 and verse 12. Imagine, if you will, the scene of John 8, 1 and 2, where Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. Then remarkable words from John 8, 12, which we should ponder well. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. His every I am is followed by something that you and I cannot do without, except to our eternal spiritual loss. This is not natural light or sun sufficient, but spiritual light. Jesus is the fountain of life and light. Without him is darkness. The Bible says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. Ephesians 5:8. John 8 and verse 12, Jesus said, he that followeth me, which is the progressive light, he moves always onward. The Bible said, long ago the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by night and day. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people, reads Exodus 13, 21 and 22. The Lord goes before to make the way plain, so we follow, not precede. We should keep moving and don't let rust, slothfulness, and unfaithfulness set in, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. We should therefore pray, study, grow, serve, and be active. Paul said, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, Philippians 2:12. So we need to be sure we move in the light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin, 1 John 1 and verse 7. From John 8, verse 12, Jesus said, shall not walk in darkness. So if we follow him, we have the light of safety. By light, things are discerned so we can see the way. There's danger in the dark. Pitfalls, snares, and enemies are invisible. Jesus said, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. John 12 and verse 38. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, the Bible says we lie and do not the truth. 1 John 1 and verse 6. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ or teachings of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son, 2 John and verse 9. Only light can remove darkness, not philosophy, science, literature, power, or wealth. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6:12. Jesus is the contrast to darkness. For such an high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, which implies separate from darkness, and made higher than the heavens. Hebrews 7 and verse 26. Jesus is also the remedy for us. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation or vain conduct, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. One man wrote, "The whole world was lost in darkness of sin, like sunshine at noonday, his glory shone in." The light warns of danger and leads to safety. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6 and verse 11. Truly, safety is in the light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Read Psalms 119, 105. Jesus prayed to the Father, "Sanctify them," or "make them holy through thy truth. Thy word is truth." John 17, 17. Like car lights on a dark night, the light does not reveal all of the distant future, but gives guidance for each step of the way. We do not know what tomorrow holds, but we do know who holds tomorrow. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Colossians 1, 16 and 17. Truly he made the worlds who, being in the brightness of his glory, in the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, reads Hebrews 1, 2, and 3. Therefore, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded, for he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Read 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12. The hymnal, "One Step at a Time, Dear Savior," should be our attitude as we let our conversation or conduct be without covetousness. And be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Hebrews 13 and verse 5. From John 8 and verse 12, Jesus said, "Shall have the light of life," which is the life-giving light. Jesus came to give life. The Bible says the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Matthew 4 and verse 16. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come, Jesus said, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10 and verse 10. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1 and verse 4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. Romans 6 and verse 4. To sinners, the life-giving light brings light of forgiveness and holiness. For Gentiles as well as Jews, the Bible says he is the propitiation or atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Reads 1 John 1 or 1 John 2 and verse 2. John said, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1, 29. But we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Hebrews 2, 9. Reconciliation can only occur in his body. The Bible says that he might reconcile both, that is both Jew and Gentile, unto God in one body by the cross. having slain the enmity thereby. Ephesians 2:16. In the physical realm, we have one Son, S-U-N. In the spiritual realm, we have likewise one Son, S-O-N. The Bible says there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in you all, reads Ephesians 4:4-6. The apostles were told to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:15-16. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3:26-27. Seeing in I am the light from John 8:12 is the light of hope. Job expressed age-old thoughts. Job 14:1-2 reads, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. Job said, if a man die, shall he live again? Job 14:14. This mystery was not solved until Christ came. Jesus said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death, Revelations 1:18. In his resurrection, we have a mighty demonstration which answers the question of the ages. Our Savior Jesus Christ hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, 2 Timothy 1:10. The Bible says that Christ will conquer death for us, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, 1 Corinthians 15:22. But without light, we would not have knowledge of the resurrection which we now have. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. John 5:28-29. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Matthew 25:46. Truly, what a glorious light of hope we have. Therefore, we should be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. 2 Corinthians 5:1. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. He is also the light of heaven. John wrote for us, the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Revelations 21:23. No need of the sunlight in heaven, we're told. The Lamb is the light of the city of gold. In closing, Jesus, light of the world, eternal light that can never be extinguished. Our duty is to adore the light. O sun of our day, O star of our night, we walk by the ray, we live in thy light. Shine on us ever, kind, gracious, and wise, and never be hid from our eyes. Christ is the light of the world. He is also the light of every individual who will come to him. So do we walk in the light? The Bible says this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness
life
because of their evil deeds.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that are wrought or worked in God. Reads John 3:19-21. If we haven't again, now's a good time. If you have a spiritual need, the Lord invites you, and we await to assist you. We ask you to come while together we stand and sing.
We read, Lord, and we heard thee calling, come follow me, and we see where that footprint's falling, lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that
they